Here are four powerful ways to stop ruminating and overthinking so that you can build more confidence. Now, do you get stuck often ruminating over how you should have done something or reacted to a situation, what you could have said or shouldn't have said, or how limited, you know, you think you are as a person or as a professional? You know, rumination is the enemy of confidence, of action taking, and of assertiveness. So how can you stop ruminating? Even though mindfulness, you know, looking for distractions and talking to someone are all very useful to deal with rumination, they are not for everyone. If you haven't already learned and regularly practiced how to be in the present moment, let's say, and to let go of negative repetitive thoughts, then it's really going to be hard to use them to limit your overthinking, because overthinking is so powerful and it really takes over your mind. And at the same time, you're not always going to have a trusted friend who can share another perspective and give you a fresh, different view and perspective when you need them. On top of that, distractions like TV and, you know, Netflix and social media could work for a little bit amount of time, but they also tend to create a bad habit and they're not very sustainable. The problem is, when you don't deal with rumination, you're going to waste your precious time, your precious energy on very limiting thoughts. You're going to deplete your courage and you're going to increase the stress that's absolutely not productive for your life and career and work. So the goal is not to just better cope with the burden of constantly trying to deal with bad feelings and rumination and situations, but also to block it from stealing that zest for life that you should have. Obsessive rumination is much easier to stop when you shift your focus away from other people and into very positive future-oriented activities that are going to make you feel good about your life, about your career, because it'll help you improve your life and career, such as, you know, your goals, plans that you have, actions that you need to take. So here are four ways, actually, I've used in my life to crush rumination, right, by focusing on something more positive without necessarily needing mindfulness or dealing with or trying to get distractions or even talking to someone else to get a fresh perspective. This is stuff that you can do by yourself. Number one, enlist support. Now, this is not the type of support just to get a different perspective. This is the support to problem solve, to focus on how to deal with something, a project, a problem that you have. Right? Because sometimes you just need that extra help. You don't want to go through the hard times on your own. So make sure you recruit somebody, and that somebody should be the right type of person to help you solve your problems, not just tell you that there's no need to ruminate about them. And when you do this, when you enlist that type of support, it's going to take away a lot of the pressure out from your shoulders, and it's going to give you someone else to kind of push you and guide you in the direction of thinking about positive, constructive things. The second one is to really problem solve on your own with planning. Especially if you're ruminating about mistakes that you made or limitations that you have, then just start planning. I love this one. You just start planning to fix the problem. And then start executing that plan that you have. Right? That's going to keep you very busy. And it's going to get you momentum. And because you're focused on something, on creation, on doing, on problem solving, you won't ruminate over your mistakes because you're focusing on solving the issues, on preparing for the future. Three, ask your inner leader, think about, what would my best version of myself, what would my the leader in me, how would that person handle the situation? What actions would they take that would make me proud? Think, what would make me feel proud? What do I need to do right now in terms of action taking that would make me feel proud. So that way you focus on something that is in your control, not something that is out of your control. And when you do that, you start feeling more confident. And then fourth, get something exciting, get an exciting goal. Figure out some really fun, interesting, exciting projects that you're on, or just list the ones that you already have and focus on those and start really thinking about it and working on those, because the positivity and progress towards some major goal, some major positive goal, right? Visualize that goal. That's going to get you in the positive state of mind that is going to help you easily overcome rumination. So next time you're stuck in repetitive thoughts, my friend, about what happened, a mistake that you made, or something about you or your limitations, get some paper. Start strategizing for a better future, right? Recruit somebody to help you problem solve. Start making plans and executing them. If you're in that state of mind, rumination will stay away. And as you start moving towards your better future, that momentum and positive outlook will keep your mind clear from unproductive dwelling. There's a quote from Emily Chartier that says, "People who are upset about something ruminate on it whenever they get a chance. They're constantly drawn back to their own unhappy tale as if it were a horror story left open on a table. You don't want that, and it doesn't have to be that way." Good luck, my friends. Have a beautiful day.